My first question is about what drives you to run for mayor in Edmonton?
Well, you know, I moved here when I was a child from South Africa, and I've been very fortunate in my life in Edmonton. You know, we started all over again when our family moved here, and I've, you know, done well. I've got a great family and business, and I just have this innate desire to give back to the community. And so, you know, we've got some really significant challenges ahead, and some really tough decisions that need to be made. And I think I'm uniquely qualified in the sense that I've got a pretty deep business understanding, and I understand how the city works from being there. And ultimately, I care about people in the community here, and I want to do something really good. And I know it's going to be difficult.
Alors, je lui ai demandé qu'est-ce qui faisait en sorte qu'il était aussi déterminé à devenir un maire à Edmonton. Eh bien, il a dit qu'il est parti de loin, hein, il est parti de l'Afrique pour venir ici. Et il a toujours été satisfait de ce que la ville a offert et il a toujours voulu redonner en retour pour la communauté d'Edmonton. Il a une très bonne compréhension de la gestion d'entreprise et de la gestion aussi municipale. Donc, il va être en mesure de pouvoir justement comprendre comment ça fonctionne le conseil municipal et tout. Second question, Michael Oshry, if you're elected, what will be your goal as a mayor?
Well, there's a lot of things we have to get right. We have to get our economy back. So there's a lot of work to be done there and around downtown and just getting businesses and people back working. We've got a lot of challenges with social issues around homelessness and still, unfortunately, people living in poverty, and it's just a lot of social challenges that we have to address, and we have to get our city in fiscal order. The bureaucracy is a bit expensive for per capita. We're the most expensive city in the country to operate. And then, you know, those are all tough challenges. But then on the bright side, you know, we've got to keep building the city and make it an exciting, vibrant place to live, and make sure people want to stay here. And we've got to get out, you know, build their life here. And so we just have to do a lot of different things in order to achieve that over there.
Ma deuxième question était par rapport à s'il était élu, quels allaient être ses objectifs en tant que maire. Et il y en a plusieurs. Là, c'est encore revenir à l'économie, donc faire de l'économie d'Edmonton là, un retour dans la bonne direction, ainsi que les problèmes sociaux, comme la pauvreté et les personnes sans-abri. Alors ça, il veut établir plus de services sociaux. Et il veut continuer là, justement là, dans la création d'Edmonton, là, les projets, continuer à créer des projets pour la ville d'Edmonton et toujours aller dans la bonne direction pour la communauté et la ville. My third question is about what are you going to do for the Francophone community? Because there's a lot of Francophone association here in Edmonton. There's a lot of Francophone here in Edmonton. So do you have a plan for the Francophone community?
Well, I have a plan to change the culture of the organization, the city organization, which is very top-down, government-heavy approach right now. And what the city needs to do is go to every community, including, of course, the Francophone community, and say, what do you want to do, what do you want to build, and how can we help you? And I just fundamentally believe that's what our challenge that we have as a city. We don't have all the answers as the city. We have to let organizations and businesses and nonprofits succeed and do what they want to do to help build the city. And so really the city's role is to help them decide what they want to do and then help them achieve whatever that is. And it's, you know, it's very different than what's happening right now.
Alors, je lui ai mentionné pourquoi, qu'allait-il faire pour la communauté francophone? Eh bien, il a dit, non seulement pour la communauté francophone, mais pour toutes les situations en minorité ici à Edmonton, il serait bon de justement aller de voir dans les communautés pour voir qu'est-ce qu'ils ont besoin, quels sont les problèmes à régler. Et c'est comme ça qu'ils vont réussir à changer ce que ces communautés-là veulent demander. Michael Oshry, according to you, which issues are the most important for you?
Well, the two issues are getting the economy back, because if we don't get the economy back, we're not going to have an interesting and vibrant city, and then we're not going to have a strong tax base, which is a bit boring, but it's just a fact and it's really important. And if we don't have that strong tax base and an interesting place to live, people are going to leave, and then we're not going to have the money to spend on city building projects, infrastructure, and then addressing the social challenges of the city, which I would say is the second issue that we have to deal with, especially around homelessness and people that need help. And so it's not one or the other. You can do both. we have to get the economy back, and then we have to help people that need help. And there's a whole bunch of other things around the city that we have to do, but I think those are the two that really I'm going to be focusing a lot.
Alors, selon lui, les deux enjeux les plus importants, là, c'est le retour de l'économie, donc dont la tax base, la base de taxes, et les problèmes sociaux qui sont à régler, comme mentionné plus tôt dans l'entrevue. Michael, in politics, we talk a lot about the left and the right in politics. Where do you stand in that spectrum? Are you more conservative or progressive?
I'm going to give you a very political answer around that, but it's actually very true. I'm very much in the middle. I make decisions not on political ideological beliefs. I really make decisions based on evidence and information and what I think the majority of people want. And so on certain issues, I can veer a bit to the right, and certain issues I can veer a little bit to the left, I suppose. But really, for me, it's just about making the right decision for the most people.
Alors, je lui ai demandé s'il était plus vers la gauche ou la droite politique, est-ce qu'il était plus progressiste ou conservateur. Eh bien, il a mentionné qu'il était dans le milieu, au centre, donc il n'a pas vraiment d'idéologie en tant que telle, mais c'est simplement le gros bon sens, c'est de venir en aide là, aux besoins de la ville. And last question, Michael, according to you, what makes you different from other candidates?
Well, I think the big difference, you know, I haven't spent decades in government. You know, I've been there for 4 years in the city, so I have what I call a university degree in city government and politics and how it works. But I'm not a long-time career politician, so I think I've got a bit of a different perspective. And then I have a very unique skill set in the sense that, you know, I'm fortunate to have a pretty successful business that, you know, has a bigger budget than the city of Edmonton. And, you know, I understand the economics. I understand, how to make some tough decisions and then rally people on a team for a common goal. And then at the same time, as I've mentioned a few times on our conversation, that, you know, I care about people, and there's people that we need to help in the city, and we need to keep building the city for the future. And so I really believe I'm, very well-rounded and have all the skill sets that's needed to deal with the challenges that are coming ahead.
Alors, selon lui, qu'est-ce qui le rend unique des autres candidats? Eh bien, c'est que, oui, il n'a pas été longtemps ici à Edmonton, mais il a connu une entreprise qui a connu le succès et qui comprend l'économie. Donc, c'est une personne qui est très, très fiable dans ce domaine. Il peut apporter différentes perspectives, quelqu'un qui travaille beaucoup en équipe. Alors, il va être prêt à justement collaborer avec les autres pour pouvoir construire des projets dans la ville d'Edmonton. So that is it for today, Michael. Thank you for your time. And I really appreciate that you take the time for us to talk about your politic campaign.
Merci beaucoup. And thank you very much for having me. I appreciate your time as well. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you.